Hey everybody, you're listening to Transform Squadron, the podcast of ZoneBase.org. This is the August 2019 edition of the show, and my name is Rob. I want to thank everyone for listening. And if you hear something in the background while I'm recording this, the yard guys are outside working. They do this every Monday, and I try to work around it, and they just started. And I decided to wait till they got done. But I hear them out there doing something else, so, jerk. So sorry about that. I don't think it's too, I don't know how much it's going to pick up here on the, recording, but if you hear something back there, I don't know what they're doing either, to be honest with you. That same red solo cup has been beside the tree for like a month. I should probably pick that up. It's by my parking space. They're mowing the grass, they blow the leaves, they trim the shrubbery and stuff. It looks usually pretty nice, but I'm just going to pick that solo cup up. I've been waiting for one of them to get it. Jerks. But, you know, going on with the show, I don't know about where you're from. I don't know about your local area. But in my local area, it's back to school time. So I'm assuming you've got the same thing going on as I do. Now, everyone knows here in zone-based world where I live, Halloween is like on my mind 24/7. You guys know I'm chomping at the bit, but I'm going to get that in just a minute. Back to school is like that last bit before Halloween. It's that last little crest of before Halloween starts. But the thing is, back to school is kind of cool too. I know for some of you going back to school that are listening, maybe students or whatever, it's probably a bummer. And I'm sorry, man. I know you're enjoying summer break. And it's just like, back to the grind. But don't worry, it'll be over soon. You know, you'll get through this. But going back to school shopping is kind of fun. Even when I was in school, I liked going back to school shopping. And as an adult, I like to go look at all the stuff and take it all in, you know. And it was always cool looking at all these notebooks and gadgets and things you might could get that you never used outside of that notebook and pack of pens, but you bought it anyway. And you know, now as an adult who's not in school any longer, but I have an office job. Me and my wife both have office jobs, and we find this is a good, not only is it fun to just look at all this stuff, but it's kind of cool to kind of get stuff you might need throughout the year. Well, it's readily available. You know, you can get office supplies all year long. But now you can get a notebook for a quarter. You can get a steno pad for like a dollar. You know, I mean, well, actually, you can get a pack of steno pads for a dollar. The rest of the year, it's a couple. You know, stuff like that. You can really kind of stock up and rest of the year have it instead of, you know, come January, like, I need some more crap. And you got to go to Staples or go to the office supply department of Walmart and hope they have it so you don't have to go to Staples, that kind of thing. So it's kind of fun, but not to mention it's cool because they put all these cool things out, like stuff you never think you might need, and you probably don't, but you'll find a use for it anyway, damn it. You know, all this stuff. And I like to look through all the license things, like the backpacks and the notebooks and whatever. Or, you know, Target always has the wall of folders with different characters on them. And I'll just sit and look through them all. Like there'll be the Avengers set with different superheroes on them. And here's DC. Like we're here too. So there's like a Batman, a Superman folder, an Aquaman, and all that kind of thing. You know, sometimes there's video games. A lot of times Minecraft. There's always Minecraft and Nintendo. It's just fun to look through, you know, and I look at the backpacks. You guys know I'm big on having a backpack, and this is a good time to buy one because here in another week or two, when they start putting that crap on clearance, you can get your pretty good backpack for like $10, you know. You just got to play that clearance game, you know. But I just kind of like taking it all in and looking around, checking it all out. It's always funny. You can go to like a Target on a weekday in the morning. Like I work at night, you know. So if I'm out running errands or whatever, I might stop in the Target and look around. There's a bunch of adults just looking at the stuff like, oh, wow, that's cool. That's a neat little pouch. Can I use this? I'll figure out something to use this for. You know, it's just, it's a fun time. But, you know, earlier I said it's that last little crest till Halloween. And this year, things changed. See, usually halfway through August, Halloween starts kind of peeping out. Different little here and there. And by the end of August, beginning of September, it's everywhere. You know, if you go to your craft stores, they get a little Halloween stuff first in July. Because those people, you're making Halloween decorations, you got to get started early. They get Christmas stuff too, it's not just Halloween, you know. That's just how that works. This year, the rules changed. This year, everyone else was like, you know what, Halloween's awesome. And I addressed this a little bit last month, and that bleeds into this month. I started Halloween shopping in June. It used to be called Garden Ridge. Now it's called At Home. They changed the name of it at some point. They started stocking Halloween in June. We were buying Halloween crap in June and happy about it. July comes up. You know, we're still enjoying summer, you know, not getting ahead of ourselves too much, you know, getting stuff for a little cookout at mom's house and shooting fireworks. That's super fun. All sorts of stuff, wearing flip-flops, that sort of thing. It was a good time. Other places start stocking Halloween stuff. You know, I was saying Michael's and craft stores, they always get the Halloween decoration stuff, whatever. Man, sometime in July, Michael's started coming in with all their Halloween decorations. So we were buying stuff there. We got stuff for Spooky Town. You know, we love the Spooky Town displays at Michael's. And this year he's like, you know what? Why don't we buy this crap? So we started buying Spooky Town things. We got a haunted house and some people. We're going to buy a few more things. I don't know how much we're going to buy. We bought some Spooky Town stuff. You know, you always want to love that display. Why don't I buy this? Well, it's expensive. It's not as expensive as it used to be. Yeah. Maybe it's because of my own personal success. Maybe that's combined with the coupons we can get to use for this. But let's buy Spooky Town. And, you know, last month's episode of this, I addressed saying summer is a spooky season. Because it is. Now, I used that as a backdoor way to start Halloween stuff on the site a little early. I was posting a Scario video. I said a Scario video. That's the newest way to say scary videos. All you cool kids, step in line. But that's, because it is. It's a scary point in time. And that was my backdoor way to work in posting more scary Halloween type stuff on the site. Now, usually, you know, I start, my rule is middle of August when decorations first start showing up. All's fair. Start with Halloween. Well, they started in summer. And usually my rule is I kind of start for a little more scarier things before I slide in that fun, ooky spookiness of Halloween. Well, they started in the middle of freaking June. So I was like, you know what? Summer is a spooky season. Let summer be part of the celebration, just summer themed. And the thing is, I wasn't incorrect. Because summer is a spooky season. When did Jason kill people? It wasn't in winter. They were at summer camp. That's right. But also in some parts of the world, like Japan, summer is a separate spooky season. For instance, in Japan, they have Halloween is separate from summer, not just in the name of the season and the weather. That's kind of more of a time to be aware of more serious ghostly activity, more scary stuff, stuff that is not joking matter. Summer is a spooky season. Kids are going back to school. That back to school stuff will be on clearance here in another 2 weeks and slowly start traditioning out to the pumpkins. A lot of stores have already gotten on the game with the pumpkins. In the middle of June, I was buying pumpkin stuff at home. And then as July started up, it was at Michael's. We've got stuff from Michael's. We've got a mountain piled up right now, stuff we've already bought that we haven't put out. We have stuff all in our storage closet is full of Halloween stuff. It's already doubled. Went to Dollar Tree this weekend. They're getting that stuff out. Got a bunch of stuff. It's coming now. And I get to wonder, like, is it just me? It's just because I'm crazy and I'm looking for a reason. And I see other people like, man, July 4th's over. I just want to have fun with Halloween. All right, cool. Yeah, let's do it. It's Halloween time. So I went ahead and started the Halloween stuff on the site last week. Not that it matters, because I've already been posting spooky stuff for the past season. But now it's officially branded Halloween. So, you know, there you go. But it's really super cool to see Halloween kind of trickling in early. And if you read Zone Base, and you probably do if you're listening to the show, if you're listening to the show on purpose, you're probably reading Zone Base. And you're probably saying, yeah, yeah, it's like 3 months of the freaking year. You're Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Yep. So I'm really looking forward to this year. One thing I've noticed with the Halloween stuff, last year there was a general theme of like an old, timey, I know that's not a correct word, but you know what I'm talking about if I say old timey, sort of a vintage looking Halloween decoration style to the more decorative items. That's come back this year so far, and I love it. It looks really good. I'm really looking forward to here in a few weeks when like Walmart and Target start getting into the game. Pardon me. Because that's where more of the plastic novelties will start coming in, like the plastic skeletons or whatever. Dollar Tree has a lot of that stuff too, but they're just getting started. It's not all out yet. I'm looking forward to those cool bags of like pumpkin erasers, that sort of thing. Dollar General, the past 2 years have had their army figures, where in 2017 they introduced the skeleton army. Last year, they had the mummy army while still stocking the skeleton army. So this year, I wonder what new army members we'll have. Hopefully, we'll have a new army member. There's no guarantee. They might just be repeats of the last 2 years, or may not at all. But I'm hoping they do some sort of army. Last year, Target had a bag of skeletons, of plastic skeletons, and I regret not buying them. So I'm totally going this year. This year, I have a plan. And I'm going to share it with you guys, because I hope you guys do this too. And if you do this, I want you to post them on your Instagrams or your Twitters or whatever. Tag me. Tag at RoboRobSpringer. We're going to do this together, okay? Everyone knows I love minifigures, Keshi, various small types of toys. Halloween is a gold mine. Just gold mine of this stuff. Plastic skeletons, little pumpkins, that sort of thing. I have a day coming up. Now, I'm going to be buying this stuff as I go. But I have a day coming up. It's going to be sometime in September. I'm waiting for the area to present itself enough to plan this. I'm going to call it Spirit Sunday. And my Spirit Sunday, I'm going to wake up somewhat early. Me and the wife, we're going to go out and get breakfast. We'll go to Starbucks, get some pumpkin spice. You know, I would say we'd get the pumpkin, pardon me, the Halloween fraps Starbucks always puts out each year, but they generally don't do that till like the last week or so for Halloween. So we'll have to wait till then to get this. This is a September activity I have planned. We'll get some sort of pumpkin spice coffees or whatever, and we'll head out and we're going to hit Spirit right as they open up before all the crowds get there. Cause it's a Sunday morning, you know, and we'll look at all this stuff and enjoy ourselves. And then we're going to look at some of the stores in the area, and I'm just going to get as much little stupid monster toys as I can get, man. And I implore each of you out there who's listening, who's on this tip, if this isn't your thing, it's not your thing. I'm not about to press you to be like me. But if this is your thing, hey, let me know what you get, man. If you get that bag of cool plastic spider rings that don't fit, if you get those things, skeletons or there's always that bag of bad erasers. No, they're like a dollar. They don't cost anything. Let me know what you get. Tag me. Let's see what we got. Let's make a thing of this. If you follow me on Instagram, I hope you do. It's at RoboRobSpringer. I'm posting everything I get. Well, not everything I get. That's my phone can only do so much. But I'm posting like a madman of all the stuff most of the stuff I see and all that. One thing I really like is Dollar Tree has these every year. I say every year, as in I just started buying them last year. I always admire them every year. They have these little plastic figures. They're like miniature blow molds. It's the exact same construction as a blow mold. If you don't know what a blow mold is, Halloween, Christmas does them too. The plastic figures you put in your yard, they've got like a light in them. They're usually maybe about 2 feet tall. Sometimes they're bigger. Sometimes they're like 4 feet tall. Of like, you know, Christmas, they'll have Santa Claus or the nativity scene characters like Rudolph or Frosty, you know, that sort of thing. Halloween, they'll have like pumpkins and stuff like that, you know. We have a good bit of blow molds for Halloween. You know, your light up pumpkins you plug in, that's a blow mold, that sort of thing. Well, they got these figures. They're like tiny little blow molds. They're like maybe about 4 inches tall. And they'll have some sort of ooky spooky character. You know, it's like last year it was a witch and a ghost. Sometimes there's Frankenstein. Sometimes there's Dracula. I say Dollar Tree. Other stores sell these too. So you can get them anywhere. This year's Dollar Tree selection is a ghost and a witch again like last year. But last year's was a little more serious looking. This year's they're a little more cartoony and cute. But that's okay. I like cartoony and cute. And they have a switch you can turn on and it'll light up and make noise. Sometimes, depending on where you get them, they don't make noise. But these at the Dollar Tree, they have a sensor on them. You turn them on, and when you trigger the sensor, they'll light up and they'll make a noise. The prior ones made that, I called it the Halloween noise. The woo, almost every, that was not the best impersonation. I'm not a talented voice actor. You can't book me for your parties. That god-awful hollering Halloween toys tend to make. They usually make that noise while they would light up and maybe change color once or twice from like purple to green or something. This year they have a witch and a ghost again. And they're a little more cute looking than before. And they do the light with the sensor and they light up the colors. But instead of saying, instead of making a Halloween, actually I got my ghost right here. We're going to turn them on. We're going to scare the cat by accident. Where's the switch? There it is. You ready? Yeah, you hear that? That's awesome. He was changing colors as he was saying that. I got the ghost right now. There's a witch. I haven't seen the witch yet. I'm going to get the witch. They're a little more cartoony looking. It's a new sculpt. I'm not totally bummed by that because I like the cartoony look. But I was hoping to see those serious guys return. So maybe they're at like other stores. With like a Frankenstein and a Dracula and a mummy. That kind of thing. Good stuff. I want to see what you get. You don't have to get plastic skeletons. You can get cool, like, expensive stuff. You can get Spooky Town stuff. You can get whatever you get in Halloween. Let me know. I want to see what you get. So tag me. You don't have to if you don't want to, but tag me. Let's have fun with this. Halloween is awesome. And Halloween started in summer this year. I'm so excited. But let's all do that. Let's all do that, okay? Now, before I get out of here, I wanted to keep this month's show just a little short. For no particular reason. I just kind of felt like the past couple ones have went a little too long, you know? I wanted to talk about something, and this may not be everyone's cup of tea. Not too unlike back to school and Halloween. But Transformers Cyberverse. This is a toy line that's got its fair share of derision, you know. There's Transformers Generations, there's Masterpiece, there's Studio Series, all sorts of stuff, okay? There's, and then for the littler kids, they make rescue bots for the little guys, and then for that gray area between rescue bots and Generations, they have Cyberverse. It's got a cartoon, it's got these toys, The toys are a little more simple, but not super simple. It's got a cartoon that's, I found, really enjoyable. And the toys are a little more gimmick, a little more gimmicky. They're a little cheaper than your Generations toys. And I enjoy them. I don't buy every single one, but I buy the occasional one. Some of them I'm like, oh, I need to get that. And some of them I'm like, eh, it's on sale, I'll get it. And I'll get every single one of them, but I get my share of them. I get a couple of them here and there. Now, coming up here soon, I think they might already be in your area. They haven't been put out at mine. For some reason, my local stores are really militant on having things on their planogram only available then. So they haven't, you know, I'm still waiting for Soundwave to show up at my Walmart, that sort of thing. They're waiting until their planograms are finished to put this batch of all these toys out, and that's fine. I can wait. I'm patient. But some people have already been finding them. The Cyberverse has their new thing called Spark Armor, where they're smaller figures, not too different from the Commander class from Cyberverse, the first version of Cyberverse. Or for Generations, they're called, they switched the name of them to Legends for a while when they changed up the whole Legend Legion name, which is confusing enough. Not unlike being similar to a toy line called Cyberverse that now is like Cyberverse. You know, if there's one complaint I have about Transformers, it can be confusing with the names, can't it? But the smaller figure, like a, we'll just say like the Legends from Generations, that Legend scale. And they have like a little partner figure that can combine to them and make armor. You know, you got your Starscream. He comes with a bulldozer. He can wear it, and he's got this cool bulldozer armor, that sort of thing. They look awesome to me. I've seen other people saying, wow, that looks really cool too. I've seen other people going, saying all sorts of other, the opposite of it. But those guys, we're talking about us that like them. But they're looking really cool, okay? But I spoke before about how I enjoy more simple Transformers as well as the regular ones. And one of the reasons I enjoy them so much is they remind me a lot of older toys. It's like somewhere in that simplification, they've managed to make like new versions of old toys. You know, in the last version of Robots in Disguise from 2015, or I guess it was around 16 when I bought this toy, they had this three-step changing Optimus Prime toy. It was about $20, a pretty good size figure. Transform, of course, the truck, the robot. It was supposed to be three steps. I think that's the reason they stopped calling one-step changers one-step, and they started calling them turbo changers, because there's another step or two there, usually. But this Optimus was basically a Brave toy. This Optimus could have stuck him next to my Star Convoy, or, you know, Six Builder or something, or maybe next to, you know, some Brave toys, and no one would have known any difference. It just blent right on in, had the same construction type, the same look, everything. And then last year, around Christmas time, when the Bumblebee movie came out, they had the Energon Igniters toys, and while the Speed series was just the former Legion, former Legend size toys with a new name, they had the Speed class, which were, you know, simpler figures. They cost about $10. They were extremely similar in construction and engineering to those, the older toys. Like say you take a G2 Drench and you took away his water squirter. That's pretty much what one of these toys was, one of those type of figures, you know. Take a G2 Ransack and take away his firing propeller thing. And that's pretty much what you had. And I just loved it, because even though I move forward, I still like the older stuff. You know what I mean? So it was really cool for me. And these things, you know, not all of them are my cup of tea. Not all of them are something I really need to have. But there's a lot of them there, and they're super cool. You know, I got the my Walmart is doing a clearance to get rid of some stuff to make room for, you know, the new batch where they're starting to stock up for the holiday season. And so they're clearing out all the old stuff. So I actually lucked up and got Hot Rod and Soundwave for $11 each. And, you know, they're they're more hollow. They're a little thinner plastic. You know, there's stuff put in there to make up for the difference in price. You know, a deluxe generation toy is like $20 at Walmart. One of these is like $14. You know, there's going to be some touch and go here to make up for those $5. Man, I bought these things. I got the Soundwave and the Hot Rod. I was holding Super Robot toys from the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Pardon me. You know, Soundwave had a little more articulation in them than Hot Rod. And, you know, I've got the Prowl from a couple months ago I bought him. And he was basically like a watered-down deluxe. You know, there wasn't too much of a difference there. But I'm like, man, these are like, I got that Optimus with the trailer. And I'm like, wow, this feels like an older toy, you know. So I was thinking, what if, and before I go too much further, because someone's going to correct me about how this isn't realistic. I'm just talking crap here. We're having fun here. This is a podcast. This isn't anything official. I'm not one of those types that tells you he knows more than you or tries to lecture you on every little thing. We're just having fun here. Wouldn't it be cool if they took, say, some of those G2 toys or late G1 toys, or say, a lot of people say G1.5 for that gray area between G1 and G2, those European molds, you know, like Skyquake and stuff. A lot of those popped up in Machine Wars, that type of thing. Wouldn't it be cool if some of those popped up in Cyberverse? You know, maybe cheaper plastic to kind of work it out. Or maybe they copied the engineering or so. Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, think about it. Think the Decepticon Predators. They're big, chunky robot toys. Pretty simple transformations. They're gimmick-laden. They got missile launchers and stuff like that. I mean, think about Fear Swoop. I would think Fear Swoop would be a Cyberverse toy now. You know, maybe they couldn't use the mold exactly. Maybe since they're, I don't know if it's by accident or purpose, with these simpler toys meant for kids, if they're purposely making them so much similar to these older toys or not. Yeah, you know, I got for Age of Extinction. They didn't make these for any of the other movies past that, but for a while there, for each movie, they had that, I think they called it Fast Action Battlers, where they were simpler toys for the kids that had gimmicks in them. And this is kind of the beginning of this, of basically Cyberverse, thinking about it, simpler toys full of gimmicks for smaller children. You know, I went to Five Below and bought the Fast Action Battler. He's supposed to be one of Lockdown's generics from the movies. It's called Vehicon for some reason. It's supposed to be the generic soldier. Vehicon is totally Rage Stormtrooper. Like, he looks like Rage. He basically just looks like a new version of Rage. He's very similar. He's got the same look and everything. It's not the same toy. And I'm just like, man, you know, what if they just straight up made the Decepticon Predators in Cyberverse? They could use this. They use the same molds. That'd be great. That'd be a great way to get reissues. Or maybe just new toys that clearly based on those, you know, engineering wise or whatever, maybe fitting whatever scale they need to for the plastic to sell at Walmart or whatever. But think about that. Think about something like Thunderclash or Machine Wars Optimus Prime, depending on which one you have or more familiar with. That's not a very complex toy. You've got a trailer. The transformation is effectively unfolding and making it stand up on its parts with these cannons, okay? The truck is the robot. Very basic transformation here. And he has a gun he holds. He can, you stand him up at the trailer to man the missile launchers that the trailer has turned into. And that's it. There's not 1,000 points of articulation. There's not all that, okay? Or hey, let's think about Rapido. Rapido from Generation 2. Rapido's got a cool toy. It's a very basic toy. It's a car. It's a small car. Transforms, very simple. He has a missile launcher. I mean, sorry, no, he has a gun. I was thinking of a different toy. He has his engine pops off and turns into his gun. That type of toy Rapido was very similar to those Speed Series toys, that why I liked them so much, okay? What if they just straight up re-released Rapido in Cyberverse? Or they just kind of did a remake of them to fit in the Cyberverse? Because they could copy that engineering, I would think. Wouldn't that be freaking awesome? Now, obviously, if you're not into older toys, or there are some people who just don't care about reissues. You know, I'm loving the G1 reissues at Walmart. I love the G1 issues they've had before at Toys R Us and whatever. A lot of people did. Some people don't. They like to go forward. That's totally fine. I'm talking to those who do like this, who do want, like, man, you know, like, I remember when the first version of Universe was on shelves, they put out odd. They're originally those European G1, G2 toys that became used in Machine Wars. They got put out in Universe. And then later, it come to find out, Hasbro was looking into using Brave molds in Universe. God, that would have been so awesome. You know, what if they... A re-release of, like, say, Skyquake. You know, it doesn't have to be Skyquake. It could be Decepticon Jim or whoever, you know. Like, oh, wow, Prowl's a jet this time. You know, whatever name they slap on it. And be honest with you, that, I forget the name of that size class. That $20 Starscream looks a lot like Skyquake as is. It's not super similar, but he does got that same look. But what if they just put... Let's go simpler. What if they took... Think of a Turbo Master. Let's take Hurricane. What if they either straight re-released Hurricane, a very basic car and his gun, or they made a toy that was all but Hurricane, just maybe different, you know, different sculpt or whatever, but all but that same toy in Cyberverse. I would absolutely love that. I really love older super robot toys. You know, I love my Siege figures, all my modern toys, you know, absolutely love them. That doesn't mean I don't love older toys anymore. You know, I really, when I buy a Star Wars toy, I buy that, I call it the standard figure, not the Black Series. I think they also call them, I've seen it on the tag say Star Wars Standard, but I've also seen it say Star Wars Basic, so I'll say Basic this time. The 3 1/4 figure with the 5 points of articulation, that's generally what I buy when I buy a Star Wars toy. With the next Star Wars movie coming out this Christmas, that's what I'm going to be buying, is those. Sure, I might get the odd Black Series here and there. That's the toy I'm going to buy, is those figures. I'm going to get the figures I want, you know? I like that older style figure. I never got past that Kenner style figure. I've always preferred it. I really like reaction figures, because Star Wars wasn't the only figure like that out. You know, I like that style of figure. So even though I definitely enjoy modern figures, I still really like older figures. And I think that would be amazing. And in my mind, as a guy who's been buying Transformers for 35 years, as a 41-year-old guy who... Look, I've never worked for a toy company. I don't work in the toy industry. I'm willing to bet you haven't either. You might have, but you probably haven't either. You know, there's always some guy who lives in his parents' basement who apparently knows everything about the toy industry and doesn't even have a job, who will tell you everything you need to know and who is a know-it-all on everything. Most of us out here in the fan thing, we don't work in that industry. So the actual reality of it, we might have a idea. You know, we might have an idea of how it works because we've been told or we see this all. We have a pretty good idea of how it works, but we don't exactly know. So I can't outright tell you this is possible, you know, but I'd like to think it would be, because it just kind of makes sense to me. You know, Grimlock there for $20, that's a very simple toy. He doesn't have leg articulation. He has arm articulation like an older robot toy would have. He transforms into his dinosaur. He has a couple of play gimmicks. That's about as, that feels about as heavy as Stalker. Or you might know him as Soundwave in Machine Wars. He's about as heavy as him. Feels about, it's about the same size, same plastic. I would, part of me would like to think they could put that mold out in there. Or something very close, stealing that engineering. Look, if you don't like Cyberverse, you're not going to like Cyberverse. But just like Robots in Disguise before it, it super duper was a super robot show. It was super duper a brave show. It super duper was a, it fit more into that late night, that late G1 aesthetic of like, say, Victory than Prime did before it or whatever. And the same as with Cyberverse. You watch that cartoon, it's a very, it's a 10 minute episode. It's, they're very clearly going for that classic Transformers vibe. It's not, there's not a overarching, you know, there's no mini cons, there's no anything. It's, you're straight up watching Transformers. This season, all that will have the Spark Armor. That's they did that in Action Masters, man. You know, they had partners that would, they could wear, now Ironhide, now Inferno has a hat. You know, his little drone thing's a hat, you know. It's not, it's nothing new. A little gimmicky partner to go with it's nothing new. That's a standard robot toy trope. I don't know if it would be more popular, but I liked, would like to think I wouldn't be the only person that would be like so excited I might make a mess of myself over this if they did this. You know, a lot of the Instagrams I follow are guys in the super robots. They'll have those old Bandai and Tokutaku and all these other Kinkaider, all these older robot toys that were simpler. And, you know, they'll post Transformers and all that. And, you know, you're in the one robot line, you're probably in a bunch of them, you know. And man, I can just, those are the guys who really like it when I post Cyberverse stuff. I can post Generations and it's, I don't know, those guys are totally, eh. So I could really see me not being the only person into this, but I don't know if it would be a niche thing or a more widely accepted thing. You know, those big shampoo size Titan toys, they have a collector's fan base for those things, and you may not realize it. Or, man, those oversized play school robot and superhero figures are just like giant pieces of plastic. Dudes that are into Shogun Warriors are really into those, you know, that kind of thing. So there's always a market for this stuff, and I don't know if it's too niche or what, but I'd like to think if in this line meant for a 7-year-old to play with, that's not as complex as the Generations Optimus or whatever, that would be a cool way to stretch that buck out there. They don't have to re-engineer a toy. And meanwhile, us adults could have a lot more fun with it than those of us who are already are. I've probably talked crazy for too long now about this. And let me know what you think. If you agree with me, let me know. I know if you disagree, you'll let me know. So it with the internet, if someone disagrees with you, they're not afraid to tell you. But if they agree with you, they seem to be a little more behind the scenes. What would you think? Would you like that? Was that something you'd like? Would you like to go buy either a reissue or a sort of clone of, yeah, say, let's say Fear Swoop. Let's say take Fear Swoop. If you don't know what he looks like, look him up. Look at tfu.info. Check him out. What if you could buy either a reissue or a semi sort of clone of Fear Swoop at your local Walmart in Cyberverse? Would you? I would. To me, that would be awesome. And I'd like to think some other people with, I guess, more old school tendencies probably feel the same. So I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I think I've talked long enough about this. Transform Squadron, the podcast, the zonebase.org, which does things like notice the one-step changer he bought from Five Below is a whole lot like a toy he bought 30 years ago. Transform Squadron is the podcast at zonebase.org. In case I just didn't give you a hint as to what the address is, that can be found at zone www. Don't forget that. You need that World Wide Web in the address or it just won't work. That's what I was told. Zonebase.org. So go to zonebase.org and you can check out the site. Halloween's peeping up. So we're having fun with Halloween too for the next couple of months. If you don't like Halloween, you should probably go somewhere else. I'm still talking robots and other cool stuff, but I'm also talking a lot about witches and vampires and Frankensteins and 50-year-old commercials for Hershey Kisses, and we're having a great time. So if you don't like Halloween, there's still stuff you'll like there. But heck yeah, Halloween. Please check that out and look at me. Check me out on Instagram at that's that little swirly A. We used to call it an ampersand. Now it's an at Robo Rob Springer. There I am on Instagram. Sometimes I post a lot. Sometimes I post a little. Check me out. I'll check you out in return. I might follow you. I might not. It's just the way these things go. I'd like it if you followed me, but at least I'd like you to check out my stuff. You know, I'm no influencer. I don't. You can be you. I will be me, you know. And Transform Squadron, this very podcast that you can't wait to be over. If you haven't already clicked X and moved on to the Ron Burgundy podcast, I know I can't wait for new episodes. We can be found at TF Radio. Radio. Wow, that's a new word. TFRadio.net. And you can go there for all shows and showtimes. And while you're there, Brian Kilby, the owner of said network, would really appreciate it if you checked out his Amazon links. Just check those out. Easy way to help him support the network. Guys, I'm getting out of here. Thanks every single one of you for listening. And I hope everyone has just a great month. Have a great day. Have a great whatever you're doing.